Blog Talk Radio.
This one goes out to my little homie Brandon. Told you, I got you, my man.
A lot of pressure, man. Let's go, baby. Sophisticated gorillas is on the move tonight. VA, stand up. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on back
Hi, what's going on, y'all? I was talking with the mute on. What's going on? I'm sorry. If y'all left, please come back in. I'm talking with the mute off. Okay. I said, hey, what's going on? My name is George Beverly. Welcome to Sound Off Forums. This is the place where you're going to sound off tonight. We'd like to thank you. We almost at 5,000 listeners. And I want to go ahead and get this out of the way. We've got free tax prep. Don't pay your taxes because you've earned it. Keep it. Schedule your appointment today. Just dial 211 or call Ms. Josie Rodriguez at the hub at area code 940-687-2355. That is area code 941-687-2355. You can also, there's also other events going on at the hub, employment, finance, and health. You will be having, they said, four targets, one mission, take control. The four target area for the successful family and neighborhood development are education, income/employment, finances, and health. These are the areas that, when enhanced, has the most impact and opportunity for a thriving community. This is at the hub. The hub is located at 115 East Wichita Street in Wichita Falls. The director, the coordinator for that program, coordinator is Ms. Diane Morgan. Her number you can be reached at is area code 940-687-2355. That's area code 940-687-2355. Operation hours is Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 o'clock p.m. And then you guys, for those people who was listening to my announcements, we had a fabulous time at the Madden tournament. I got blown out twice, y'all. I was 2-0, but that's all right. Money went to a good cause. Terra Nova Patch is not here. So if you want to call him, I can type his number to call up. Once again, let me put my other announcements out because I'm excited to get started. We got Madeline Chappelle, Better Days Publishing. She does invitation posters, programs, obituaries, magazines, flyers, business cards, etc. She put out her new edition. You can find them at Davenport, OB's Shop, Shaw's Beauties Plus, Trez Barbershop. You also can get a digital copy from her at HaveBetterDays@yahoo.com. That's HaveBetterDays@yahoo.com. And you can reach me on Facebook at Sound Off Forums or just Sound Off. You can look up, Google that or whatever. You can find me on Facebook at george.mango.904. You can also follow me on Twitter at SoundOff97413. And if you want to call in tonight, because tonight is the Sound Off edition, and if you don't call in, I'm going to sign it off. That's all I'm going to say. If you don't call in, then I'm going to be on doing a rhetoric. So if you'd like to call in, area code 347-989-1014. That's area code 347-989-1014. And as I always do, Ephesians 6:6-13, the King James Version, not with eye services as man pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect unto the persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, fallen dark angels, against powers, fallen dark angels with powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against rulers of dark angels of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against spiritual wicked, dark, fallen angels of high places. Wherefore, take on the whole armor of God, that ye will be able to stand in the wild, in the evil day, and having all have done to stand. And let the church say, amen. Let's get it on. It's sound off forms, y'all. So, hey, somebody sound off. Tell me what y'all want to talk about. Because if y'all don't sound off, you know Brother G Bev is gonna sound off for you. Yes, yes. Okay. Well, let me go on and do this then. Let me go on and do this. This weekend, yesterday, I think I had the most profound show I've ever had on this show. And I listened to that and I was like, wow. I did some damage. Well, I shouldn't say I did. I should say Jesus did, because he's the one who knows. Okay, and so I'm gonna do this again because I just, oh Lord, it's just in my spirit until somebody can give me something to talk about. But I'm about to really go off, okay? Because I'm, like I said, I'm tired of these people. And when I say these people, I'm talking about the Hollywood, these industry, trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. I'm about to do it to you. Okay? I'm about to do it to you. Huh? Do it to you. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. Okay? So let me play one of my tracks for y'all. Because I know y'all didn't hear this last night. So this one's called Lucifer, Jay-Z and Kanye.
Yeah. Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of earth. Lucifer, dawn of the morning.
I'm from the murder capital. Will he murder for capital?
Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of earth.
Kanye, you did it again. You a genius.
Lucifer, dawn of the morning.
So you didn't change your attitude, funny asking what happened to you. Lord forgive him, he got them dark forces in him, but he also got a righteous cause for sending them to murder me. So I gotta murder them first, emergency. Doctors performing procedures, Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You said it better than all. Leave niggas on death's door, breathing on Rex 4 Raiders for killing my best four haters. On permanent high haters as I skate in the Maybach Benz. Slide into Nihilation, bumping brown sugar by D'Angelo in Los Angeles, like an evangelist. I can introduce you to your maker, bring you closer to nature. Ashes after they cremate you bastards. Hope you've been reading your psalms and chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholic. I'm coming. From the murder capital, will he murder for capital? I wet y'all all with the holy water. Spray from the heckler. Catch order. Medic on the static. Shall cease to exist like a sabbatical. I throw a couple at you, take six. Spread love to all of my dead thugs. I pour out a little Louis to a head above. Yes, sir. And when I perish, the meek shall inherit the earth. Till that time is on and popping. Church. Like Don Bishop, the fifth of Punk, Cock Eva. Lift up your soul and give you the Holy Ghost. Please, I'll leave you with somebody's good deeds. Something like evil can evil. I let you see where that bright light leads you. The more you talk, the more you irking us. The more you gon' need memorial services. The black album, second verse is like devil's pie. Say some dessert for us. Man, I gotta get my soul right. I gotta get these devils out my life. These cowards gonna make a nigga ride. They won't be happy till somebody dies. No, man, I gotta get my soul right. So I'm locked up for my whole life. Every time it seems it's alright. Let me get somebody want their soul to rise. I chase you off in the dirt. Dreams are holing the 9mm, the bomb killer. Asking them why as my eyes fill up. These days I can't wake up with a dry pillow. Gone but not forgotten, homes I still feel you. So curse the day that birthed the bastard who caused your church mass. Reverse the crash. Reverse
first to blast and reverse the car, reverse the day, and there you are, bar the law. Lord forgive them, we all have sinned, but Bob's a good dude, please let him in. And if you feel in my heart that I long for revenge, please blame it on the sun of the morning.
Hello, that was Jay-Z and Kanye, huh? Who are they? Who's Jay-Z and Kanye? I'm just asking. Who are they? Where they come from? Who are they people? I love my listeners because the reason why I love my listeners is because they are ready, maybe not completely ready, but my listeners are intelligent enough to know right from wrong. My listeners are lovers of the human race. Regardless of how we may feel about other things in our life, we all want peace. We all want to have understanding. That's what I love about my listeners. That's why from 3 weeks ago, almost 4 weeks on Wednesday, we're going to have almost 5,000. We're going to exceed, by Wednesday, we're going to exceed 5,000 listens. Because apparently whatever God is saying, it is what it is. Okay? So this is Sound On Forms. Sound On Forms is based off of you calling in and saying what's on your mind. Sound On Forms is, when you call in, or you come into the chat room, you are able to say what's on your mind without any repercussions. That is why this show is different than any other show, because people on the radio want to commentate on somebody's. No, if you ask me to, then that's different. But if you wanted to say, oh, this stuff made me mad today, this is the show for you. If you'd like to call in, the telephone number is 347-989-1014. Now, why did George Beverly play that song of Jay-Z and Kanye? I'll tell you why I played it, okay? The reason why I played it, if you want to chat in the chat room, you're going to have to log in, and you can't be a guest. So if you're a guest, you have to log in order to chat in the chat room, okay? Just want to throw that information out. Can somebody type that in the chat room for me, please? Thank you. The reason why I played that song is because I want you to know who he is, okay? Let me tell you who he is. Job 3:9 says, may its morning stars become dark. May it wait for daylight in vain, and not see the first rays of dawn. Now, keep that in mind. Isaiah 14:12. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to give ye this testimony for the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David, and he is the bright morning star. Okay? He's the bright and morning star. Let's clarify that. Lucifer is a very tricky spirit from the very beginning. Now, we in the Christendom, we understand who Lucifer is, okay? But Lucifer is a Latin word. It's a Latin word for morning star. So that's why Lucifer is the name for morning star, but it's Latin. They don't teach us Latin no more. What they want to teach us? They don't want to teach us the old ways because the old ways is the old. Sorry. I'm put that on pause. I got a caller. Hold on. Put that on pause. You know what that is? Hold on. We got a caller. You know what that means? All right, caller. Can you go ahead and say your name and where you're from?
My name is Dawn. I'm from Texas.
Hey, honey. What's up?
Hey. Well, I told you earlier I wanted to sound off about that article that I read today.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm not trying to offend anybody who's an animal lover by any means. I myself, I have never had an animal and had that close bond, so I don't understand this. But they are now offering food stamps for pets. So people who are low income and who have food stamps themselves, they can sign their pet up to receive these pet food stamps. Okay? The program has been going for about 2 weeks, and in that 2 weeks, 45,000 pets have signed up for the program. Okay? Now, like I said, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I just think that I'm just so tired of animals' lives being of more value than a human's life. And, I mean, these families, I mean, why, I mean, okay, it's not a federally funded program. It is all by donations only, and I get that everybody can donate to whatever cause that they want to, and if they love animals, they're going to donate to animals. But there's a lot of families who don't get enough food stamps for their family for the month. Why not donate money to go so that family can have more food stamps for their children, or donate money for, you know, a child who doesn't have insurance and who is sick with cancer in the hospital, fighting for his life. I mean, I know that there's a lot of charities. I know that there's, like I said, there's a lot of donations, but I just have, and I don't know what it's from. I just have this issue, a deep-rooted issue, because I just feel that so many people value the life of an animal above a human's life. And I think that the pet food stamp program, I don't think it should be around. I think the money should go elsewhere. And like I said, it irritates me just beyond, I'm just so irked about it. I mean, there is no reason for anybody or anything, any animal, anything, any person in this world to die of hunger. There are people who are starving to death every day because they have no food, but then they're going to give pets, people who have pets, food stamps for their pets. It just bugs me. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, since you're my wife, I know how you feel, and how I feel. My feeling on it is this: you should not. God has gave us dominion over all creatures of this earth. We are supposed. I know some people don't have children, and so they have pets as their children. Got that.
And they love their pets, and I know they love them, and their pets are everything to them. That's wonderful for them.
But when we start looking out for pets and we don't start looking out for people who are homeless because we say, well, the pets can't take care of themselves. It's not like they can go and go get food. Well, if they was in the wild, I bet you they'd go find some food. But they don't have to because they got human providers. So
yeah,
what happens to that mother or the father that is trying to do everything they can possibly do, work 3 or 4 jobs, ends can't meet, and they can't get food stamps because they make too much by a penny.
Right.
And then the people at the welfare office say, well, you're just going to have to come back next month. Are you going to have to change? So why are we giving people headaches about getting food, but we okay getting Fido and, and Lassie and all them, food and cats. Look.
But it's not even about just the food, George. I mean, like, it's just, okay. Like, my cousin, one of my cousins had a dog, and somebody was an idiot. Somebody jumped through, they were running to the bus, and they jumped through the backyard, and the dog bit them. Okay, in the state that we lived in, it doesn't matter if somebody was in your yard. The dog was in its backyard, but it was not chained up. So therefore, you know, he was going to get in trouble for this dog biting this kid. And so he didn't want the state to put the dog down. Blah, blah, blah. So he did it. He put his dog down. Okay, and he got in trouble for shooting his dog. He got in trouble for shooting his dog. He had to go to jail. He had to serve time. He got a great big huge fine and everything like that. And now, then the police will go, and there'll be a man inside a house, and they'll burn the house down because he's not, you know, and that is okay. That's what I mean. I mean, it's just, there's just so many things like that that happen where it just seems like animals have more rights than humans have, and it's not just in the food and people wanting to provide shelter. I mean, I think homeless shelters are great. I think the pet shelters, you know, I think they're great. I think they're needed. I don't think the animals should have to starve to death. There's no reason, but I just don't agree with this whole food stamp thing. It just like I said, it drives me crazy.
Well, you know how I feel about it. You know it drives me crazy.
Well, and then as I was reading the article, it also says that there's pet food banks. Now, I don't necessarily mind that as much, because if the person wants to take the effort, if they love their animal enough to go stand in line and wait to get their animal some, you know, whatever little, food that they give at the thing, then, you know, I don't really have an objection to that. But I have an objection to just handing over something just because they apply for it and say, oh, I have, what about these people that have like 5 and 6 dogs? I mean, how much money are they getting for their animals? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because I'm not off here. I mean, there's a lot of people who have several animals, and there's programs, they're trying to get programs so that these people who offer doggy daycare for people to go to work, they have to, offer it at a reduced rate to people who are low income. And I know when I worked, I paid out a whole lot of money for my daycare, and I didn't qualify for reduced daycare. But I was no means made enough for anything. I basically worked. It seemed like I worked for free because I never had anything, never had any money at the end of it. But yet, people who have dogs can qualify for these programs, and people who have children can't. But
you feel better now?
No, I'm just pissed off more.
Oh, man. It's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be able to sound off and release. There's a question. It says, is it a separate program from food stamps?
Yes, it's a separate program, according to the article. It is not funded by the government or anything like that. But you have to be on food stamps or be in a certain income qualification to receive these pet food stamps. Like, you have to send in a letter and send in all your proof of everything, and then if you qualify, then you receive, it says that you receive pet food each month from a pet food retailer. And you get it for 6 months, and then you have to reapply again.
Well, why can't homeless people get kind of benefits like that?
Well, that, I don't know. But see, that's why it makes me mad. It's like, why don't we take care of our people first?
Do you know some homeless people eat dog food, though? I mean, they do.
I do know that. And I do know that there's dogs that are hungry that eat their dog poop. They eat their poop. So, I mean, if they're hungry enough, the animal's going to go and get some food. They'll eat their own poop. I mean, come on.
I don't know about the poop, but.
Hey, you know dogs do it. There's dogs that do it that aren't even hungry.
Okay.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, I'm not saying that we should not be compassionate to animals. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that we need to first direct our money to things where people are, take care of children and elderly people and veterans and homeless people and, I mean, all these things before we turn to animals.
How can her dog get one?
I don't know. You're going to have to look that
She said her dog needs SSI Medicaid. His teeth cost me a grand a couple years ago. Wow.
Oh, no. There is a program that they are trying. Let's see if I can find it. It's right here. It has to do with all that. It says, one of our missions is to provide income-qualified families with discounted pet care, vaccinations, vaccine clinics, neutered clinics, and vet care. I wish that I could get some. Maybe I should start taking my kids to the vet or something instead of the doctors, because maybe I'll qualify for that. And then I don't know. It's just kind of crazy that... that they have it. I can post the link if anybody wants to read about it, but I mean, I don't know. It's just craziness.
It sure is.
Well, for somebody, you know, like I said, if they love their dog, and to some person, that may be like a ray of light, and they'll be like, thank you, Jesus, I can take care of my animal. You know, I mean, it's just so hard, because it's like I want to be mean and say, well, too bad. But at the same time, how can you take that from somebody? But it just irks me. That's all I can say about it, I guess.
Well, I appreciate you calling and sounding off.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always call back anytime you want.
Okay.
You need to get your friends to call in, too. So, wait, hold on. Okay. Yeah. So, do you have anything else to say?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
And next time I see you, you better be sounding off.
Oh, you know I sound off.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Comments in the room were said, my dog need to be on, I need to claim my dog for taxes. And another person said, I kind of see it as a plus to me because so many dogs are starving. But then somebody said the reason they do it is because the kill shelter and placement shelters are being flooded in the economy. Well, I love animals. I do. I love them. I love watching them on Animal Planet. But I ain't ready to have one yet. Because they take more attention to the child. I'm not ready for that one. So, I'm about to get back. So, if you'd like to call in and sound off, you can sound off and call in at area code 347-989-1014. That's area code 347-989-1014. If you want to come in the chat room, if you come in the chat room, you have to sign in order to chat in the chat room. If you are a guest, you cannot chat. Not my rules, is the way it's set up. So, but I appreciate all the guests and all the listeners that are listening that aren't in the chat room. So, And this is another thing. If y'all don't like what I'm saying, you can feel free to leave. That's not. It's not gonna hurt my feelings. But I do appreciate you coming in. So let me get back to this this Lucifer thing, okay? Because it's important that we know who the enemy is and how he's transcended. Okay, so in the form of Judaism, and witness to Enoch and Enoch 1, for those who believe in those books, he is definitely prevalent in those books, okay? The myth is that the morning star is a picture of a god named Alt, whom attempted to occupy the throne of Bebo, and finding him was unable to do so, descending and ruling the underworld. The other original myth has had to do with the lesser god, Heshel, trying to dethrone the Canaanite high god, El, who lived in the mountain of the north. And then there's similar other things, and it comes out of Babylon. And we already know what happened in Babylon. Them people in Babylon just toe up. I'm talking about from the head up to the down. The people in Babylon is toe up. So get some understanding, and all things get understanding. So when we're talking about Mr. Lucifer and we're talking about the occult, okay, the occultism is Luciferism and is the belief of a system of the verite of the essential characteristics that afflicts to Lucifer. The tradition influences by the Gnosticisms usually refer to Lucifers, not as the devil. He was a liberator of God and of spirit, either the good God or the opposite of Jehovah. Now, if you look at the symbol, it's called the seal of Satan and the mystical sigil, originally as the symbol of the Satanist. It has a triangle with the X marks the spot, and then there's some loopy things, and then there's a V. So when we're talking about symbols, it's important that we look at the symbols and see where they're coming from. So when we do peace, actually that V is for victory, which means the V for the symbol of the Satanist. But you can look at it how you want to look at it. I'm just telling you what I know. So why is it that Jay-Z and Kanye West made a song about Lucifer? I mean, the song itself, the title says that he's Lucifer, and they sing about the morning star. So we already know who they praising and who they talking about. Why is that significant? The first thing the devil wants you to understand is There's no such thing as the devil, and there's no such thing as his dominions. The second thing is mind control through science and math and the internet now, and also media. And the third thing is to destroy the Bible without having to burn it. So I'm going to attack this from a different angle tonight. I'm going to attack it through movies. Okay. Now we all love movies. We all like watching movies. And as we can see, everything on the movies, that's why I don't go to the movies no more. It's because everything's demonic. I mean, how many times they going to remake The Last Exorcist? I mean, how many times they going to make that? I mean, hey, that's up to you. Now, we're going to look at this movie called Legion. Now, there was a movie called Legion that came out, this film came out in 2010. The Legion was an American apocalyptic supernatural action film directed by whatever. It was directed by somebody. Okay, blah 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 blah. So this is the plot: the Archangel Michael falls to the earth in Los Angeles and cuts off his wings. He steals a police car and becomes a policeman to kill another officer, and he drives through the Mojave Desert. Blah, blah, blah. Now, we all know Michael. Okay, so I'm going to have to re-educate you guys about who Michael is. Now, as we know, there's only two archangels that are ever mentioned in the Bible. Only two. Gabriel and Michael. That's it. Now, when you read Daniel, I got to pull it up. And y'all is, I know y'all be like, dang, what is he talking about? Why you got to talk about something like this? Because I got to break it down so everybody understands. Now, when Daniel is praying, okay, when he's praying, the archangel Gabriel comes to him and tells him that that God heard his prayers, okay? And when he heard his prayers, he was trying to get to him, but the prince of Persia was keeping him from delivering the message. We all know that angels are messengers, okay? And so I have to go to the beginning in order for you to understand where I'm coming from, okay? I want to actually get to the scripture that says it because it's important for you guys to know what scripture I'm coming from. It's gonna get deep. It's gonna get deep, okay? And the reason why it's gonna get deep is because Daniel is a deep book, and Daniel, of course, we know Daniel is related to. The book relates to Genesis, okay? So I'm gonna read from Daniel 10, and. Let's see when he first gets on the scene. At Daniel 10:10, he says, "A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and my knees." He says, "Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words that I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have been sent to you." And when he said to me, I stood trembling. Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the day that you set your mind to gain the understanding to humble yourself before God, your words have been heard, and I had come to respond to them. But the prince of Persia," this is in verse 12, all right, Daniel 10:12. It says, "But the prince of Persia kingdom resisted me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of your chief princes, came to help me because I was detained with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to you, your people, in the future for the vision concerning at a time." So now I'm going to skip down all the way down to 20. And it says, "So he said, do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia, and when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first I will tell you that what is written in the book of truth. No one supports me against them except Michael, your prince." Why is that important? Man, I am about to open up a can for y'all because a lot of y'all probably don't even know where I'm going. Okay, so when God sent Gabriel to go and deliver the message, first of all, you need to know where Daniel is. Daniel is in Babylon. Where is that Babylon? Babylon is located in the Middle East. Where exactly? In Iraq. Babylon is located in Iraq. If you don't believe me, you go ahead and you Google it. You'll find it. It's in Iraq. So God has sent the Hebrews to Babylon. So now let's get off the physical plane and move to the spiritual plane. In the spiritual plane, Gabriel told Gabriel, don't be afraid. I tried to get to you as soon as I can, but the prince of Persia was fighting me 21 days. Who's the prince of Persia? Can you see Michael? I can't see Michael. Michael was saying that the prince of Persia, which is the chief prince or the angel of that region, was fighting him, and he was not able to deliver the message. So Michael came to assist him. He said, now listen to his words. He said, but Michael, your prince. Okay, so we already know what prince means. We know prince means angel. So Michael, your chief archangel, came to assist me. So that means that the Hebrews, the reason why, and God gave me revelations on this, the reason why they only specifically talk about two archangels in the Bible is because the regions where they were in. Now, and I'm talking about specific names. Now, we know that Michael is the prince of Israel. But they weren't in Israel. You got to understand that. That was in Babylon. So that's why Gabriel had to go to Persia in order to give Daniel the message, because he was in Persia. He was in the region of Babylon. So when he went to go get the message, he came up against resistance. So he had to call for backup. What's that mean? In the spiritual plane, they were fighting. They were having a war up there, people. They were fighting spiritually. We talk about the spiritual warfare. That's up there. They're doing their thing. But we got to talk. We got to realize there's two different planes, the flesh and the spiritual. So when Gabriel says, listen, when I leave, the prince of Greece is going to come, but don't trust him, because he is of Satan. He said the only person that knows this thing of truth, book of truth, is your prince, Michael. Who's his prince? Who is Michael the prince of? The prince of the Israelites. Who is Gabriel? Gabriel is the prince of Persia. He is a messenger coming back and forth. So we must understand there's an angel right now that's divided, that's protecting America. From what I understand, there must be an angel over every region there is on this planet. We don't know which one is guarding us, but when we pray to God to dispatch an angel, we're asking for the specific angel. So now that we understand that, because I had to go and give you a backstory on it, I got to give you an even further backstory on who's Legion and why Legion is a code name for the devil to get people to think that Michael is a bad angel. Because every movie that's ever made, Michael was always the one coming down. The movie Michael with what's that guy name? Travolta. You remember Michael from that old movie? All the angels that ever came down was Michael. Why? You remember that old TV series? What was it called? John Landon. London played him, and he was Michael as well. Why is Michael important? Because the people who run the industry, believe it or not, are Jews. And I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm just telling you the truth. Why would they use Michael? Because Michael is the prince or the archangel that is over the Israelites. That's why they use him. They could have used Gabriel, but they know who their prince is. And so in order to make Michael look bad, they have to put evilness around him. Why? Because Satan does not like Michael. Because when the devil was up above, he was God's second in control. But not no more, because he was descended down to earth. So who's the next to get up there? Michael, second in charge, with all the will and power. Okay? So now let's break it down even further, because now we know that Michael came down, cut off his wings, and now he's fighting the evil in the darkness because he's a dark fallen angel, right? Okay, see, that's how the movies try to trick us. Let me tell you who Legion is. Mark 5:15. Mark 5:15. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by legion of demons, sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. I'm going to have to go ahead and open that one up, because I got to get to the real deal, okay? And then 5:14-16 says, thus tended the pigs to run out and report them to the town outside, and the people went to see what happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw that the man had been possessed by the legion of demons. Now, listen, now I know y'all know grammar, so I'm going to say it for you slow. So they saw the man who has been possessed by the legion of demons, sitting there dressed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people that had happened, that the demon-possessed man, and told about the pigs as well. Luke 8:30 says, Jesus asked him, what is your name? He replied, because many demons has gone into him. Let me read it for you one more time. Luke 8:29-30. For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and thought he was chained hands and feet and kept unguarded. He had broken his chains and had been driven by a demon in a siderally place. Jesus asked him, what is your name? Legion, he replied, because many devils or demons have gone into him, and they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to come out of the abyss. Huh? Oh, God gave me good word. So now we know who Legion is, right? So Legion is referred to a spirit or a demon that consists of many demons. So you remember, I don't know, they got these little claymation things, like when you hit it, it falls to the ground and turns to little worms, and then it goes back together again. You know what I'm talking about. You got all, like Terminator, when the Terminator little cat thing got smashed, and then all the pieces turned to liquid and came back together. That's Legion. Just put that in your mind. Think about that, and think about how many demons are in one person, and that one person is possessed by maybe 100, maybe even 1,000 demons inside of them. And you say, George, how is that true? I just read you the scripture. Jesus asked, who are you? He said, I am Legion. I am many, many demons inside of him. He didn't say them. He used singular. He said him. So now that you know who Legion is, let's go back to the movie. So why is it that the movie calls the Archangel Michael falling to heaven Legion? What is the devil trying to tell us that we don't know? Because we go to the movies and say, oh, girl, this is going to be a good movie. High five. Let's get my popcorn. Legion. Oh, Lord, Jesus, Legion. Oh, Lord, this boy is fine. I would have a sex with an angel. Okay, they had sex with angels. What you think Satan and his homeboys was doing? That's why God came and flooded the world. Why are they going to destroy a person's image? Why are they trying to destroy a person's character? And let me tell you this, the devil will destroy your character. Everybody who knows me George, but you deal with the big BBW community, and you always talking to women, and you married and stuff like that. Jesus never sat in a synagogue. Last time I heard and I read my Bible, Jesus was on the mountain, and he fed a multitude of 7,000 and 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread, and he was giving a sermon from the boat. He didn't say he was in church. So you cannot try to look at me and judge me. Only God is my judge. So you can say whatever you want about me. I'm not going to wear my heart on my sleeve because I know the God I serve. You don't have to tell me if I'm right or wrong. That's between me and Jesus. And the same thing I say to you. I'm not going to judge you because that's between you and Jesus. I got to love you. That's the second commandment. I must love you. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is when you look at these movies are not just movies for entertainment. They're there to control your mind. They're there for the great deception. One, to make sure that you don't believe there's a God. Oh, wait. Time out. The great deception was to make sure that to believe that God, that Jesus, that the devil and his dominions don't exist, right? But they make a movie about Legion of a fallen angel. So, in other words, we won't talk about God. We won't talk about Lucifer. But we'll say fallen angels, because everybody loves fallen angels, you know what I'm saying? You know, they got songs like, you are an angel from above, fall into my arms. No, let's not get twisted, people. When we talk about principalities and powers, that's why I read Ephesians 6 to you every night, because we are living on two different planes, the flesh and the spirit. We can live on both of them simultaneously, but we must die daily to understand the attack of the devil. So some of you people are very educated, and I love you because you're smart and you think for yourself. So if you know that you work for a corporation and your corporation is trying to advertise to outmarket or to get more business than the other business in their marketing department, and they come out with a good commercial, what are you going to do? Oh, man, we can't beat them. We can't. There's no way we can compete with them. No, you go into your think tank, you come up with fresh ideas, and then you attack, right? So that's all I'm trying to give you. I'm trying to give you a different spin on something that's already been here since I've been here. And I'm not just talking about this because God has given me revelation on this. And I thank him from the bottom of my heart that I'm able to share, because the conscious sometimes doesn't function until you go to sleep and then you have your dreams. Don't let me get prophetic on you. Let me tell you, because when you dream, you're not in control. Who's in control? Your spirit's in control. Now, if you have a nightmare and you can't control your nightmare, what I do when I'm having a nightmare, I pray. I don't know how I do it, but I know my spirit is telling, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Use the name because because if the devil, if Legion knew who Jesus was, and say, don't kill me, then who are we? If Legion of many demons knew who he was before he even opened his mouth, then who are we? You best ask somebody, okay, say you don't believe in the Bible, okay? Say you don't believe in the Bible because man wrote the Bible. Say you don't believe in the Bible because King James, who rewrote the Bible, they said that he was evil, right? But King James didn't write the Bible, y'all. He ordered somebody else to write the Bible. And if he ordered somebody else to write the Bible, who knows what God did to that man's heart who wrote the Bible? Yeah, it has deists and Taoists and all that stuff. Got it. But just like God told Moses and Aaron, I am going to harden Pharaoh's heart. I'm going to harden his heart. What about that tonight with my family? God put on frogs, boils, gnats, turned the water into blood. I don't know where y'all think I'm coming from. I love you. This is why I'm giving you such a strong message. The love that I have for you and the love that I have for humanity goes deep. See, I didn't understand the love, the gift of love. I thought that I was able to love multiple women and be a gigolo and a player and just be like my father, God rest his soul. Because, I mean, I thought it was hereditary. That's what the Beverly men do. It caused me my last marriage because I was in a sexual addiction. But God said, listen, George, your grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. Put that thought, that's like Jesus. I've been praying since I had it. I had that thought. I prayed to him more than three times. But he said, my grace is sufficient, George. And then he told me, he said, in Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians, Paul says, where I am weak, I am strong. Where I am weak, people, not where I'm strong. Where I'm weak, what he's saying is because I have accepted that I am weak in my sexual addiction, because I accept that the things that come out of my mouth will be reported in the book of truth and the book of life, I've got to start from the beginning to the end and do a report. Nobody's doing that report but you. Your mama not going to be there to vouch for you. Your boss ain't going to be there. We ain't going to need no resume for references because Jesus already got a reference. He got a big old tape recorder, and that book is huge. Please, George Beverly, can you please rise? It's your turn. I'm up there biting my fingernails talking about Lord Jesus. I can't lie to you. I already know what I done. So I just want to shed light on things that we perceive to be the truth, but sometimes when we perceive it to be the truth, we only get half truths and not all the truths, because they tell you who Michael is, but they say Michael cut off his wings. Not only did they do it to the heavenly host, not only did they do it to Jesus, but they did it to John the Baptist, right? They did it to Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter. Let's look at Martin Luther King. They did it to Martin Luther King. They did it to Malcolm X. They did it to Marvin Garvey. They did it to Rosa Parks. They did it to Thurgood Marshall. All these people that just so happen just to die, all of a sudden, they either die of a heart attack, they die of causes unknown, they die and people report that they did it, and then they wait 5 and 6 years to do the trial. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about all the artists, all the rappers, all the movie stars who just die all of a sudden. There's nowhere in the world Michael Jackson should be dead. There's nowhere in the world, what's her name, Murphy, what's her name, the girl who played in Happy Feet. Not only did she die, but 6 months later her husband died. Now, you can't tell me that's a coincidence. And they both died of a heart attack. I'm just saying. Did you know Dr. Dre's son died mysteriously? They said that he was out and he didn't come home. Okay? Uh-huh. What happened to our beloved girl, Aaliyah? Love me some Aaliyah. How many movies did she make? She made that, the Day of the Damned or something like that, when she was a vampire. Huh? What happened to Stevie Wonder? What happened to James Brown? Michael Jackson said this before he died. Michael Jackson says, it's a sad story. I can play the track for you. I'll find it and I'll play it tomorrow. He said, it is a bad thing that happens in the music industry. He said, a couple of things happen. He said, you make money for the industry. It perceives that you are rich. Then all of a sudden, you fade away and then you die either of bad health or drug overdose. What happened to Jimi Hendrix? What happened to Janis Joplin? What happened to Heath Ledger? I mean, Heath Ledger was at the pinnacle of his career. He was the best actor, believable actor in a comic book I've ever seen. I wasn't, before that, he made Brokeback Mountain. But we get to that another day. Oh, wait. Let me bring this up. This is what I want y'all to know. I want, because my audience is so intelligent and y'all love me, I want y'all to go to Google right now if you can. If you can go to Google right now, I want you to type in 6 degrees of separation, okay? 6 degrees of separation. And then it's a movie, okay? But there's also I don't know exactly what it's called. It's like a theory or something like that. It's called the 6 degrees of separation. That means from me to my wife to my friend to me, we're all connected in this web, okay? It's called six degrees of separation, okay? Now, when you pull it up on Google, the first one is going to be, it says, it is a theory that everyone and everything is six or fewer steps away by a way of introduction from any other person in the world, okay? And then in the movie of 6 degrees of separation, Will Smith was in it, okay? Now, why is George talking about 6 degrees of separation? Because we know that every president that in the United States is kin, somehow, by 6 degrees of separation, removed or moved. So Obama is kin to every president except Van Warren. Okay, that's the only person he's not kin to. Don't know how that happened, but I don't know. George Bush is kin to President Obama, Dick Cheney, all of them. John Kerry. John Kerry is the cousin to President Obama. And where John Kerry? John Kerry is the third most powerful person on the planet. He couldn't win the presidency, so what he's going to do is if something happened to President Obama, if something happens to Biden, he is the next to go up in the chain. And do you know who he is? His wife is the heir to Hunt's ketchup. You know, the Hunt's. Okay, that's who he's married to. So not only is he a billionaire, but he's a quadrillionaire. Okay? Then check this out. I want you to go and find this. This is on I look at the White House page all the time. And find out what committees are doing what. Before he became the Secretary of State, he is trying to pass a bill that would allow investors to take their monies and invest it internationally. So what does that mean? He has free access as the Secretary of State because he's going to be abroad to do deals and business in back rooms with this international thing. So if he got trillions of dollars and he got people taking their money and putting and investing it offshore to other countries and putting it in other banks. Don't you know what kind of money he's going to be making? Not only for himself, but for other people who sit in the government, who have connections or have been in a board or a committee or have a 6 degree of separation from them? Because that is how our government works now. America is not the America of the Republican. The Republic. It's never been there. It hadn't been there since the bankers went to Jekyll Island and made a Federal Reserve Bank. That is, by the way, is located in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. is a city-state. So their rules are totally different than America. And if you don't understand that, please email me or call me, and I will explain it to you. So why are you bringing up 6 degrees of separation? Because 6 degrees of separation in the movie, Will Smith was caught having sex with a boy in the bed. Now, the premise of the movie is it was a real story that there was a black kid who was going around talking about to these different events and stuff, and he was presenting himself as Sidney Poitier's son. And so he was in the movie, he was portraying that he was Sidney Poitier's son. Then they found out it wasn't true, blah, 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 you know, how the happy ending. But the point that I want to make is this. Before Will Smith started making movies, he was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Before he was doing that, he was making songs like Parents Don't Understand. Summer, summer, summertime. It's summertime, okay? Then he made the movie. Do you know who found Will Smith? Quincy Jones. Who's Quincy Jones? Quincy Jones is the mogul of black music. So, I know I'm about to go here, but you bear with me because I'm about to take you on the 6 degrees of separation and I'll bring you back to Satan. I'll bring you back to Lucifer. Will Smith had to sleep with Quincy Jones. Now, you may believe me or you may not, but I have to believe me. But when Will Smith slept with Quincy Jones, Will Smith hit every. Will Smith is the second only black man to have a lead role by himself. The first being Denzel Washington, the second one would be Will Smith, and he played Hancock, a drunk superhero. Then he played in I Am a Robot or something like that, or you know, he had a great film run, right? You say, George, this can't be true. I want you to go Google Will Smith right now. Him and Jada Smith Pinkett are getting a divorce because Will Smith is on vacation with his boyfriend. Why is that important, George? Because I know sexual orientation is not important to me, but what I want you to understand is Will Smith has been immersed in the occult ever since he signed a deal with the devil, which is Lucifer. Now, in the occult, you have to do things that normal people don't do. So if you are bisexual or if you're a lesbian or I forgot what the guys are called, but if you're a lesbian or you're bisexual or you're a man that sleeps with another dude, that's fine. That's your business. I don't care about all that. But in the occult, it is done in rituals, okay? So when we start talking about hermaphrodites, like they made a big deal that Lady Gaga was a hermaphrodite, which is very important. But anyway, so... So Will Smith is now on vacation with his boyfriend, and Jada Smith, they had an open relationship. If you Google Will Smith, he is a Scientologist. He is the same person, just like Tom Cruise is a Scientologist. Who founded the Scientology? There was a man, I forgot his name, I can pull it up in a second, but he was part of the OTO, okay? The OTO, which was part of the occult of Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley had influence of all pop culture. If you ever look at Salt and Pepper, the album by the Beatles, and the one with all those people in it, Aleister Crowley is in that picture because he influenced all those singers back then. Now, the guy who made Scientology was a follower of Aleister Crowley. And we all know who Aleister Crowley is. Aleister Crowley was the one who said that he was possessed by the devil to write the book for Satan. And it's called the Book of Law. Now, you're asking me where I'm getting all this information from. The same information I got is the same information you can get. You just type in it and you can find it. It just jumps on my lap sometimes. I'll be looking up the Bible and stuff, and I'll go through a Google search engine, and bow, it just pops up, okay? But anyway, so at this 6 degrees of separation, we see the deception of the devil, okay? We see that the deception, how He manipulates human beings to think one thing, but his agenda is totally different. We usually call that in the hip-hop world a hook, or in the music industry a hook. Because what's the most important part of a song? If you can, Jesus take the wheel, you know what I'm saying? I'll be stroking. That's what I'll be doing. I'll be stroking. I'll be your candy liquor. You know what I'm saying? I want to lick you up. I want to lick you down. Come on, it's the hook. It's the hook that gets you. And so once he got his hooks in you, then he takes you along for the ride. But like I said, when you are in a corporation, you want to get bigger and better. So you find ways to get bigger and better by using your mental capacity, by several people putting their minds together to create a product. But on the spiritual realm, what do you think Satan's doing? Satan up there doing, Satan has been around longer than we have. His tricks are the same. Now, this is what I want you to do. Thank you, babe. I appreciate it. This is what I want you to do. You remember the styles that we used to go, the fads that used to go in and out? Now they're bringing back the high top fade, the kid and play box. All right? They wearing the tie-dye shirts and the baggy pants. Okay, first of all, this is what I want you to do. For all those people who hate people who wear baggy pants, because we got an issue with that, right? The reason why they wear baggy pants is because in prison, it is a sign to tell the prisoner that he is ready for intercourse. So when they get out, when the fad started, it was kind of like in the late 80s, early 2000s, and they put it on the block and they started doing that. And it wasn't to look cool. It was for the people who were in the inner city or the urban city or whoever has been to jail. They already know what that means when their pants are sagging. So if they're looking for somebody, if they're coming out and they're big and bold and they got muscles and they don't want to get caught by people messing with them because they gay, because they have sex with people in prison, they get out of prison, you think they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I like dudes, you know? No, they ain't going to do that. That's another code word for saying I'm ready for a dude. So that's why they sag their pants. So the next time you see a young man or woman sagging their pants, you tell them, did you go to jail? Because that means you're ready to get raped. Another thing, why would the industry make boys wear what they call skinny jeans? Why are skinny jeans so important? First of all, if you're wearing skinny jeans, you can't run from the police. You seen the things? Try to leap over the fence with that. You might rip a seam or something because the things tight. But it's another way let's go back to the Greeks. Let's go back to the Greeks and the Romans, okay? Because apparently that's where civilization actually started, free thinking, with Aristotle and Plato and all them, Socrates. Anyway, so did you know they slept with little boys? Did you know in most Arab countries it is okay to sleep with boys as long as they haven't had sex with a woman? They're still considered a virgin. Now, you may think it's wrong, but that's their culture. That's how they do stuff out there, okay? We can't say, oh, that's wrong. It's only because we got a different mindset in America. All right? We got a different mindset in America, okay? You go back way back in the day, they were doing some really crazy stuff. So now that we know that it was acceptable back in that time, when we think about all these great philosophers that we still use today, and they were sleeping with little boys, it was okay. But now I'm telling you what, I'm going to look up what happened to the Pope, because the Pope must have did something. Listen to what I'm saying, people. The Pope must have done something that made those people upset. He must have really stood up for God, and he said that no way that man or you going to stand in our way to destroy the world. I guarantee that. Have you ever heard of the Pope being dismissed in such a time as this? Isn't this the end? People say, oh, this is the end of days. But all of a sudden, you dismissing the Pope? Okay, so because I want to make this perfectly clear. There were bishops and cardinals and priests sleeping with little boys before the Pope got there. When Pope John Paul was in before he died, bless his soul, we already know that. They didn't remove Pope John Paul, did he? Nope. He stayed in his little untouchable Cadillac, unpenetrable limousine. But now Pope Benedict did something to make these people mad in the Illuminati, in the corporal elite. He must have done something right. He stood for justice. Now they trying to get rid of him. You better open up your eyes, people. How you gonna get rid of a man of God? And he ain't what we perceive. He ain't done nothing. I'm not Catholic. I don't know. I don't know. I don't do all that. But what I'm saying is you can't remove a man if the man is standing for God. You only remove a man if he not doing what they tell you to do. Okay, so if you're not doing what they're telling you to do, then they got to ostracize you or what they do to Michael, what they did to Michael in the movie. Try to destroy his character. Try to destroy his image. He's a bad angel. He's an evil angel. And how do they show Lucifer? How do they show Lucifer?
Yeah. Lucifer, on up the morning. I'm going to chase you out of earth. Lucifer, on up the morning.
They give him praise. Come on. They give him praise. But when people start talking about reality and realness and real love, because when I said this yesterday, when I tell you I love you, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Because the second commandment is I must love myself and my neighbor as I would love myself. Second. So if I got an ought against you, I better get it right, because nothing that I will do will ever perspire to be great unless I confess to my brother or my sister that I have done them wrong or ask for their forgiveness. And believe me, that is hard to do. But I've done it. Because you got to remember, you're not in control. You think you're in control because CeeLo said, ha, 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 you think you're in control? Uh-huh, yeah, you think you're crazy. I think, hey, you're crazy. Think I'm crazy. CeeLo telling you in his song. Go listen to that song again. I want you to Google the words of that song, Crazy. CeeLo breaks it down to you of how he got to where he got. He signed a deal with the devil. And the reason why I'm bringing up these artists is because these artists are making it plain. They're screaming out. Eminem is screaming out. I want you to go and look up My Darling. I have it right here. I'm going to play it real quick. I'm just going to play the hook.
Yeah. Look. If I were to rap about the crap that's out, that's the route you probably want me to take. Cause you're just dying to know what I think and my take on some other rappers. If I was to say something about Pow Wow, you're probably crapping your pants. Cause I'm white and he's white, so he's like my competition, I mean, right? Nope, Paul Wall is dope, so is Bubba, so but I don't compete with nobody. I just go hard, do the rope, but don't Ollie shuffle. He dance around my opponents, do donuts. Sometimes I play possum, like I'm asleep, it's awesome. I'm like a sleeping giant, and when I wake, I'm like Dre. I just jump from out of nowhere and bite break. Take my teeth in them and fill them, full of poison and make a noise like a snake before I kill him. And let him know that I just don't feel him. And smack him with the back with E. Eminem and Bellum. I was taught if you're gonna murder somebody, you should face him. Tell him why, look him dead in the eye, then waste him. In the dark shall emerge from the fiery depths of hell. The swallow, the shallow, the hollow who dwell in the shadows of all who are willing to sell their souls for this rap game and it could go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That ain't the hook, no.
follow me. There's nothing else for me to say. My public adores me. Everybody bores me. They're just so corny. So at night before I sleep, I look in the mirror. The mirror grows glistening and it whispers, come nearer.
My darling, I don't ever want you to leave me. My darling, you and me were meant to be together. My darling, if I cannot have you, no one can be. My darling, cause I possess your soul, your mind, your heart, your body. I don't ever want you to leave me. My darling, you and me were meant to be together. My darling, if I cannot have you, no one can be. My darling, cause I possess your soul, your mind, your heart, your body.
I know you're in there somewhere. Come here, talk to me, sit here, pull up.
All right, the reason why I had to play that for you is because Eminem, to me, I tell you what, I've never really been a Slim Shady fan, but Eminem, I've been a fan of Eminem, okay? Because Eminem, you remember when Eminem went crazy? Okay, let me back it up. You remember when Eminem first came on the scene? He was one of these goofy kids and blah, 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 blah. He made all these things, and then he got big, right? Well, his friend was murdered. But in one of his videos, he preordained his friend was going to die before the friend even died because he had to do a sacrifice. But one day I'll tell you about blood sacrifices and how the industry makes you do stuff in order to be one of the top echelon rappers, okay? Because if you notice, why is it that nobody from American Idol is really big except Jennifer Hudson? And she didn't even win it. Uh-oh, we've got a caller. You know what that means. Hello, caller. Can you say your name? Where you from?
Yo, this is Ron, man. Hey, I got a question for you, George.
Yep.
You're talking about that Kanye song, man, Lucifer, right?
Right.
And I'm just trying to understand what you're trying to say. You're saying that it's a promotion of Lucifer. Is that correct? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yes.
See, man, when I listen to that song, I don't catch that. Because if anything, it seems like they're trying to say Lucifer is trying to entice you to be a gangster, to be thuggish, to kill people. And by doing it, you then become an epitome of Lucifer. And if anything, the song says the complete opposite of that.
Okay.
It's not a glorification. It's saying, hey, open your eyes. If you want to live this fancy lifestyle and do all these things that you see on hip-hop videos, well, then that is life of Lucifer. But, you know, if you don't, you want to live a good life, then that's what you do.
You know I love you. You know that, right?
Of course.
You act like I wouldn't know your voice.
Had a message, you know?
Hey, listen. I'm going to break it down to you. I'm going to break it down to you because the lyric says this, okay? It says, this is the chorus. It says, Lucifer, dawn of the morning. Okay, we already know that Lucifer is called dawn of the morning. He says, I'm going to chase you out of the earth, Lucifer, Lucifer, dawn of the morning. I'm from the murder capital where we murder for capital. Of course, we know what that means. Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of the earth. Kanzizi, you've done it again. You a genius, nigga. Lucifer, Lucifer, dawn of the morning. So you niggas change your attitude, for they're asking what's happened to you. Lord, forgive him. He got them dark forces in him. Okay. First of all, he's talking about Lucifer. Now he's not specifically saying a person, but he's saying that the people have got Lucifer, got the Lord in them, but they're trying to get the darkness out. But he also, the next verse says, next sentence says, but he also got the righteous cause for sinning them a murder, me so that I gotta murder them first. Emergency doctors performing procedures. Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You said it better than all. Leave those niggas on the dead door. Breathing out and reporting of the killing, my best boys. Haters penetrating as I skate in my Maybach Benz. Flying those sinner laughs, pumping brown sugar by D'Angelo. So in Los Angeles, which means, of course, you know, Los Angeles, the lost souls of, I mean, the lost, the angels, or, you know what I mean, right? Hopefully.
Like, hey, first of all, if anyone's pumping brown sugar, you know it's a good thing. But the one thing where I think where we're seeing this differently is in the line, that first line after the hook, right? After the chorus, when he says, "Lord, forgive him, he got them dark forces in him." See, when you interpret it, you're saying him is Lucifer. But see, I read it as him is you, is me, is the average person who they're singing to, who's buying the albums. And if you read it like that, then, yeah, you're talking about the individual putting Lucifer in them and acting for Lucifer instead of it actually being Lucifer.
I could somewhat agree with that, but you got to understand, if you're not living by the fruits of the Spirit, then it's easy for you to get upset with somebody. It's easy for you to get mad at somebody. It's easy for you not to forgive nobody. It's easy for you to be like, "I'm going to get revenge on you because you did me wrong." It's easy to be like, "Oh, I'm so mad I'm about to punch him in the face." But see, if we got the fruits of the Spirit, which Jesus never did that. When they was in the Garden of Gethsemane and Peter went and cut the dude's ear off, Jesus picked up his ear and put his ear back on and said, "Put your swords down." So when we talk about him saying that the dark forces are in us, the dark forces, it's in us because our heart is evil. James said that our tongue is the most foul and venomous thing that can never be tamed. So if we can't control the tongue, how are we gonna protect ourselves from telling somebody that we love them? Because in the Bible it says the same tongue that we speak love with is the same tongue we speak death with. So saying that, when I see that on a spiritual level, I'm seeing that he's saying that the dark forces that's within him is not, either you're going to either get with the program or you're not. Because if you go down, it goes on to say, he starts talking about the Catholics. He says, "I hope you're reading your Psalms and your chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholics. I'm coming." What does that mean? I mean, to me, that don't sound like Jesus saying, "Pay your tithes, read your Psalms and your chapters, because I'm coming," after he done said all that. Because everything he said was materialistic, vile, and evil.
Well, man, I'll say this. I live by the fruits of the Spirit, man.
Get it!
But I'll tell you this, where we definitely do agree is Kanye and Jay-Z, they all working for the man, and that's the bottom line.
That's it. You've seen the song Power. Have you seen the video Power?
Man, I don't watch TV.
I know you don't, but I'm saying he's got the Eye of Horus, not the Eye of Horus, he's got the Eye of Ra sitting on a huge chain on him, telling you that he is worshiping the dawn of the morning, the star of the morning, the morning star. He's telling you he worships him. Because why? Because Ra represents the sun, which in Egypt, they worshiped the sun god Ra. And Ra wanted to die, and when he wanted to be reincarnated, he wanted to be the overall Lord. But he got killed before that process was established. So when you look at the video, I want everybody to go to Google right now and go to YouTube right now if you can. Go to YouTube and look up Power by Kanye West, because I'm going there right now to show y'all frame by frame what I'm talking about. And then I'll tell you exactly why he is working for the, and then he don't even hide it, okay? Because this is the thing, right? It's Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Rihanna. If you go down south, you got Lil Jeezy, or not Lil Jeezy. You got Lil Wayne, Baby, and you got Nicki Minaj, huh? And they're going back and forth. One person on the radio this week, another person on the radio another week, and they just going back and forth.
Hey man, that's the machine, man. We both agree. All these artists, they're all molded by the machine with the purpose of molding all of us to be like the
machine.
That's
right, mind control. Hey, you need to send me that link because I want to send it to my listeners. You know that link, the web thing? Man, I lost that when my computer crashed. Can you send me that link? Remember that link that you about the government officials link to this person and this person link to this?
I'll get that to you. Hey, man, I'm going to let you keep preaching, but I want to tell you, I'm going to leave you with this, a good quote from a black star, Mos Def and Talib Kweli. I say, you ready? The man has programmed my conditioning. Even my conditioning has been conditioned. All right, George, peace out. See you later, homie.
I love you, baby. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, my peoples. All right, so if you hear now, when you look at this video, when you look at this video with Kanye West, all right, when you look at this video with Kanye West, right now everybody should be on YouTube looking up Power by Kanye West. Now, you remember that movie Stargate when the king or whatever he was, whenever he got mad, his eyes would glow? What is he saying? That is a way that the spirit, that the evil spirits or Satan let you know what's going on, okay? Then he's got the pillars in the background. Those pillars represent the dimensional time zone, or what they call a vortex. In other words, sometimes people call it Solomon's Temple, okay? I mean, if you're a Mason, you understand this kind of stuff. All right, well, I'm not getting on the Masons just yet. I might have to do a whole series on the Masons. All right, so I've done framed it. Now Kanye he's got his head down, his eyes are glowing, he's wearing a black occult ritual robe, and he's wearing a necklace. Now this necklace is huge. It may be made of plastic, I don't know. But like I said, he's wearing an occult robe, okay? Because if you look at it, it has a hood, okay? So once it comes out, they start showing you the head of Ra, which represents the sun god. That's why we got Sunkiss and Shell and Days In and NBC. All of that represents the rays of God, the ray of the sun. Who's the ray of the sun? The dawn of the morning, Lucifer. All right. So now you freeze it, and well, I'll let it go a little bit more. So when you go out, and then I go ahead and freeze it. Now, if you look at this whole thing, you've got a beam of light falling through the columns. You've got a halo and a sword going through it. Okay, so we all know that a halo represents an angel. But if you have a halo and a sword going through it, the sword represents war. Who's the Greek god of war or the Roman god of war? Isn't it Mars? You spell that backward, that's Ram. Remember Ram trucks? I mean, people, y'all got to get. I'm gonna keep on preaching because y'all gonna get it one day. So you look on the outside, you've got women on the other side. They're doing that thing in the air because they're upside down, and then you've got the two demons with the horns and the staff, and then you've got an angel or a seraphim, right? Because that is the devil's perception of his angels and his dominions on the outside. Then you've got the two people out there doing war, and then you've got the person pouring water on themselves upside down. What does that mean? You ever thought about what levitation refers to? Levitation is you being transported upward. But the only person who has been levitated ever was Elijah when he ascended to heaven. Okay? So when you levitate, that is the spirit of the devil. Because Beyonce in that, you know, turn the lights on. Turn the lights on. She's levitating in the bed. But instead of the dove ascending down, the dove is ascending up. Why? Because it's the complete opposite of what God does. And so if you understand the yin and the yang, the dark and the light, the evil and the good, you see what I'm saying? The opposites. So the reflection in the mirror is always opposite. Why is the mirror important? Because the mirror is the gateway, is one of the gateways in order to go into a dimension. That's why when that movie Snow White, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, and then the thing talks to her, that's a demon, y'all. Don't think it's just some Come on. I'm going to keep it real. Keep it real. Okay, so I'm going to continue to play the video. And as it goes out, there's two gentlemen coming, and they're having swords. And these swords are about to pling, hit each other. Now, if you see, there's kind of like wings coming off of on one of those gentlemen. And then there's other people dancing around. And what they're doing is they're showing you the worship of Satan. And then, boom, they go to all the parts. They start showing you. They start showing you the rituals. They're showing you the rituals right now. What do you think they're doing right now? They are showing you the occult rituals that they're doing. They're showing you the occult rituals, people, in your face. But we don't know that because we just take it at face value. Oh, it's just a video. Oh, it's just a movie. So if I cuss you out, don't worry. I just cussed you out. If I called you ugly, oh, don't worry about it. I just called you ugly. See, so we can't be wishy-washy, people. We can't be wishy-washy. You either got to believe it or not believe it. There's some things I don't believe. Now, do I believe that aliens are going to come? Yes, I do believe that aliens are going to come. But it won't be the aliens we're thinking of. Okay, the reason why I say this is because why is it we are being bombarded by all kinds of movies? We got cartoons about aliens. We got TV series about aliens. We got kid shows about aliens. We got puppets about aliens. It's called desensitization. If you don't know what that means, desensitization, you need to look it up. Because black people have been desensitized since we were born. And the reason, and I'll give you a reason like this. Black women always ask, why do you like white women? What do you see on TV? 98% of the time. So if we see a white woman, we're like, damn, that girl hot. When I was growing up and I watched porn, guess how many black people I saw on porn? Zero. Now, when I got older, black women were in porn. And I like big women. There was a few black women that was in there. And I'm not saying there wasn't, but the ones that was made available to the community, it was always white people in the porn. So if you are attracted to what you see, and if you are a visual person like I am, then you might prefer vanilla over chocolate. It's just a preference. So when you become decent, it's kind of like, you know, you like using Dawn instead of the generic brand. I mean, it's a lot deeper than that. But the comparison is a little bit, because you can use, some people are allergic to latex, right? Well, if you have sex with a woman who's allergic to latex and you say that you got a lambskin, she automatically knows you don't have no lambskin condom on because she starts itching and burning and scratching. So even though the two things are the same, it won't feel the same for the woman because she's got an irritation. I know I'm kind of jumping off the charts with this, but I'm going to try to bring it back into you. So the thing is this. When Lucifer, Satan, the devil, however you want to call it, when we talk about media, when we talk about television, we're been bombarded with all these desensitizations of why I believe there's going to be aliens. We've got a movie called The Third Kind. If you've never seen it, it's crazy. It's about these people in Alaska, this community. They're a small community isolated from the rest of the world, and they have been visited by UFOs. Another question, why is it that white people only ones get abducted by aliens? I ain't seen no Mexicans get abducted by aliens. I ain't seen no black folk get abducted. White people always get abducted by aliens. I don't know. I don't know if it's a race thing. They must like white people better. I don't know. But it's kind of confusing to me. I want to get abducted by an alien. I want them to annually rape me with a probe so I can tell a story because then maybe somebody will believe me. But I know the truth. The truth is when you watch The Third Kind or The Fourth Kind, whatever that movie's name is, it's about them being abducted by aliens and they make this woman, I mean, if you look at it, she looked possessed. They show the real woman and then they fade into the actress. She looked possessed. So when you look at that movie, maybe I should break it down the film for y'all one day. But what I'm saying is the reason why I believe that they're going to, once we get the technology to do space travel, aliens are going to come, because the book, the Bible says that a meteorite will come, and I'm not talking about aliens, I'm talking about a meteorite. A meteorite will come and destroy half of the world and destroy some of the third of the water, third of the land, and third of the earth. That's what the Bible tells us, okay? So I'm only going by the Bible. So when we talk about, you know, I don't believe that little people are going to be driving, we're going to be flying around like the Jetsons and stuff like that. No. But what I'm saying is they're going to be evil. There's going to be evil life forms portrayed, because it's always in the movies. Always. They always portray to be our friend, and then all of a sudden they're doing something to be evil and disguises. Why do they keep showing us this? They keep showing us this. That's because some people know, I got the smartest listeners in the world. I got the smartest listeners in the world. You know why? Because they can think for themselves. They can take information, take it, write it down, analyze it, do a research, and say, well, hey, he may be wrong on some things, but he's got a pretty good idea of what he's talking about. And that's all it takes. It's just the mustard seed. That's what Jesus said. You have to have faith in a mustard seed. That's it. My job is to plant the seed. My job is not to see it grow. If I see it grow in my lifetime, thank you, Jesus. I appreciate it. Is Paul the apostle here? Is Timothy here? Is Titus here? Is Titus and Solus and Saul and Nathaniel and Philip, James, John, are they here to see what they sold? No. They're not reaping. They're not reaping, but they sold. Oh, what about listeners? What my wife said, because Mexicans are aliens, remember? Oh my God. You know what? Have you never seen Day Without a Mexican? You need to watch that show. It's called Day Without a Mexican. Love it. Love it. You know how much chaos would go on? Whew. Oh boy. No, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up. Because I've dropped a lot on y'all, but I want to end it by saying this. Jude 1:9 says, "Yet Michael the archangel was contending with the devil. He despite about the body of Moses, thrust not bring against him a railing affliction, but said, the Lord rebuketh thee." As a result, it seems that every nation has an angel responsible for a nation, so that captivity, and has the way of the things that arranged by God. Michael was the angel of Israel, and I've already said that. But I want you guys. I'm gonna put this website over there, and I tell you what, my brother got me hipped on that, but I want to give you this website so you guys can get an idea of where I'm coming from with this. And usually things blow my mind all the time, but I kind of already had an inclination of what that is. But when I read it, it kind of just reaffirmed what I thought. And tomorrow we're going to be having poet Antoine on tomorrow. He's going to be reading some of his poetry. And I'm going to finish tomorrow. I'm going to finish up the African American Heritage Month because I'll be out of town, but Sound Off Forums will still be going on. I'll be playing some repeats of my favorite shows. It may not be your favorite shows, but I'll be repeating some of my favorite shows that I've played through the couple weeks, and it's been a pleasure being able to get this information out to you so you can chew on it, pray on it, do whatever you got to do. Please tell your friends about the show. Like I said, we are getting close to 5,000 listeners. All right? 5,000 listeners. In less than 4 weeks. Less than 4 weeks. That's only through the grace of God. And I tell you this, people, I've got a lot of shortcomings. And you know what? I'm not afraid to admit them, because for years, before I realized who I was, before I really became a man, because before I thought I knew what a man was, I didn't know what a man was. I didn't even know a man what a man was until 4 days ago. I bet you my friend Ginger can equate to that one, and my wife. I'm going to sit here and say this about myself. I'm a sinner, and I'm not perfect. I wouldn't necessarily say a learning disability because I never was tested, but I do have a problem reading. I learned by memorization or photo memory learning. That's how I learn. So if I'm reading something and I don't know the word in my head, then I forget what the word is, and then I have to think about what the word is. And then I try to learn how to do it. Phonetically, I think that's the word, phonetically. And it is what it is. I have prayed since I was able to speak that I'll be able to learn how to read. Now, before I even got on the show, my worst fear was standing up in front of a large crowd and reading. Listen, I got listeners all over the United States. I'm talking about in Alaska, Hawaii. I got some friends who were listening to me in Germany. Listen, I'm not afraid, because Moses was told by God. Moses kept making excuses every time he would say something. Why would Pharaoh listen to me? Because I got faulty lips, Jesus. God told, just do what I say and let Aaron do whatever. Just go. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, I got faulty lips. Yeah, I got some learning issues. I wouldn't call them necessarily disabilities because I haven't been tested for it. How I know I got a disability if I don't know I haven't been tested for it? All I know is I live in an age of illiteracy, and I graduated. That does not mean that I'm not intelligent. So it's hard for me to take tests. But I know some things. How do I know this? I know this because God allowed me to know these things. Let me tell you a story. My father grew up during the Great Depression, and he used to walk to school. He was the baby. He was the baby boy of 14. And he said he had to walk to school. And when he walked to school, little boys used to throw, people used to throw rotten eggs at him. Now, remember, this is the days in segregation when blacks and whites went to two different schools. So when my daddy walking down this dirt road in Louisiana, in Sunset, Louisiana, or Rain, Louisiana, whatever city he grew up in, he went to school smelling like rotten eggs the whole day. Now, he didn't have a washing machine, ladies and gentlemen. So he had to go home and either wash it by hand or his mother had to wash it by hand. And it wasn't a guarantee that the rotten eggs would come out of his clothes. And you know they didn't have many sets of clothes like we have today. So my father decided he wanted to start working. My father dropped out of school in the third grade. Now, this is not a sad story. This is not a sad story or a sob story. No. This is not even an inspirational story. It's just a story to give you a little bit of background about myself. My father didn't graduate grade school. He dropped out in the third grade. He went his whole adulthood not being able to read. He could not even sign his name until I was 25. And even then, he was struggling. Do I want to blame my father for him? I think it's maybe a genetic gene that passed. Maybe I'm just not as smart as I thought I was. But that can't be. It can't be. Because children are sponges, and depending on your environment, how the environment is for your child will determine whether they're ready to gain the knowledge or they're not. So that's why we talk about early childhood development. And sometimes our kids are so smart, they say that our kids got ADD and all that stuff. Listen, people, our kids are being taught Reconstruction era material. We're in the new millennia. Why are we still teaching old doctrine? We need to catch up with the times. I had this conversation with Patrick the other day talking about technology. Why are we still taking bubble tests when we can get schools to be get donated these tablets, and they can take a test on the tablet and submit it right there. And it'll automatically go up to whatever they go to grade them, and it's not hard to grade because the computers do it all for you. Now, we're not talking about cutting jobs because people don't want to read the little machine thing anyway. The teacher's too lazy to go run the thing through the machine. So why won't we use technology? There's ways to cut off the internet or block certain sites so students can't go to them. If you're going to use that kind of stuff, we got to start thinking about our children and where we at. If we go to 2014 and we're still talking about the old ways and how we used to do it and all this stuff, listen, these kids are too smart. They know more than we do at the age of two. My daughter, Autumn, was learning algebra in the seventh grade. I didn't learn algebra until my ninth grade year. So now we're saying, okay, well, these kids are learning and learning and learning, but we're not giving them the tools to make them learn. And stop saying that these kids are dumb and they can't function, because they can. We've got to give them the tools to make them better. My name is George Beverly. I thank you very much for listening to my show. If you haven't listened to any of my shows, please go to the archives. Tomorrow, you please call in. We'll do some more open mic night. This is George Beverly. Next time I hear you, you should be sounding off.